So today I want to talk about how I feel like we're not building each other up enough. So typically I'm gonna talk about both. Like, I'm gonna talk about the women, of course. You already know, because that's who my experience has been with women, of course. So I more so won't really, I mean, I'll get into the men, but you know, again, my experience is with women, so, you know, I could speak more to that. So, what I first notice a lot of times is when, I mean, this is with most people, though. It ain't gotta just be like a relationship or with a woman type thing, but what I do notice is that often people only tell you how they feel when they're upset. And I feel like that's like a double-edged sword, because like, yo, how when you're not upset, you know, you fuck with me, you like me, you lust me, and y'all know that dreadful fucking word, you love me. How? But when you're upset, is this and that. Like, them things that you're expressing to me when you're upset, those are the things that when you're not upset, we need to be working on. Like, I don't think people grasp that part. Like, that's just like, all right, if you in a store, right? And let's just take the pandemic thing for example, right? Let's say you go, most of the stores you go into, you don't have to wear a mask. So you don't wear a mask, but when you go in this store, this particular store that you go into, you have to have a mask or you can't shop there. But they also don't have any signs up. How in the fuck is somebody supposed to know that they have to have a mask on, but you don't have anything telling them that they need to have a mask on? So it's the same thing, really. Like, you can't expect somebody to know something or adjust something if you're not expressing that to them when you're not upset. Because when you're upset, 9 times out of 10, you're going to say things that maybe that's how you really feel, but in a sense that it's always another way to put things, right? Recently, I was told less is more. But I'm kind of subscribing to that. But then again, that is something that maybe I need to work on myself, because I'm the type of person where I would express in every way how I feel. But it won't be when I'm upset, though. So that's why I'm on the fence about it, because I'm not waiting till I'm upset to say, hey, this and that. If like shit slips my mind, so if I'm reminded of something, like, let's just say a conversation sparks up and it reminds me of something else, I'm gonna automatically be like, oh yeah, and then you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's like a reminder for me. Everybody isn't the same, but often you'll have where people literally wait till they get upset to say, oh, well, motherfucker, you this, and motherfucker, you that. Wait, if you felt those ways, why you ain't tell me? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, why you ain't let me know? And that's just like with us men. Like, also, like, I feel like, and it's going to go back to, it's kind of going to go into another conversation I had on another part, the bare minimum thing. Man, we got to stop accepting bare minimum, man. Like, we really do, because, like, very, very often, like, even with myself, like, I stand on, oh, don't go backwards, but in my experience, right, let's say I did go backwards, right, in my experience, I wouldn't say things have necessarily changed, if that makes sense. The situation has changed. Maybe we've changed as, you know, individuals, but people's perspective doesn't change. And when I say perspective, like you literally don't have to agree with me. I'm fine with that. But hear me out. You know what I'm saying? Like, understand where, at least where I'm coming from in the situation. Because if you can get an understanding of where I'm coming from, I then can look back and say, damn, well, you know, and it's, when it comes full circle, I'm going to be able to understand you in a situation. Get what I'm saying? My little airplane was flying over, so. But I don't feel like we should allow ourselves, as kings, I don't feel like we should allow ourselves to just accept anything. You feel me? Like, I'm not... Like, I know I ain't just giving bare minimum. You see what I'm saying? So why accept it? Like, I feel like we too often get comfortable. So what I notice is, as people, you get comfortable and then you allow things. Well, if you're not comfortable with something, you know, like if you sit in a fucking chair and you ain't comfortable, you're going to adjust yourself to get comfortable. So why not adjust your situation? You feel me? Like, conversation is so strong. It's crazy because it allows you inside somebody's head, essentially. Like, it allows you to see how they feel about something, see how they, you know, would approach a situation, whatever the case may be. But, like, through conversation, it is very powerful. Now, I feel like an argument and a conversation, of course, are two different things. Now, can conversations lead to arguments? Of course. But here's the beauty of it. If it starts off as a conversation and it does get heated, it should still end as a conversation. Now, if it starts as an argument, 10 times out of 10, it's going to fucking end as an argument. Not all the time, but a lot of times it's going to end as an argument. And I'm talking about at that moment. I ain't talking about, oh, a day or two go by, y'all, you know, not in y'all feelings anymore, or whatever the case may be. But yeah, man, I just don't feel like we as a generation, man, we don't build each other up. Like, we constantly. Damn, another airplane, man. So anyway, before I was rudely interrupted, again, man, we just don't really spend a lot of time building each other, man. Like, I feel like there's, like, little things you could do, shit. Maybe just asking about my day, or, you know, ask me, do I eat? Did I have I eat, should I say? There's so many little things that you could do. When you see me, rub my back. That goes into affection and all that shit too, but at the same time, just build us. Like, same way we gonna try to build y'all. Like, you know, oh, your hair looks nice. Oh, you know, I like that dress on you. I like those pants on you. Whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Do whatever you gotta do to build each other. Like, that shit gets so lost. And I feel like, it ain't gotta be. You know what I'm saying? And if we demand that shit, see, that's the thing. And that's what I was saying about getting comfortable and shit like that. Because you get comfortable, you allowing yourself to accept shit you wouldn't accept. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically devalue yourself. And that's why the episode is called The Episode. That's why the episode is what it's called. You feel me? Because, and there's a difference also between someone trying to devalue you and you letting somebody devalue you. See, there's a difference between you letting somebody somebody trying to devalue you, and you letting somebody devalue you. See, where it's fucked up at is the people you care most about, you know what I'm saying? Those would be the ones who it affects you, you know what I'm saying? Because you care so much about them. You think so highly of them, you know what I'm saying? So when they devalue you or depreciate you, it fucks you up the most. But when a motherfucker you don't care about devalue you, like, who the fuck is you? You feel me? Like, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. Like, for real. But at the end of the day, man, we got to stop doing that. Like, we got to literally work on ways and find ways to build each other. And it's so hard to think of ways for a lot of people because we don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so easy for a motherfucker to curse you. It's so easy for a motherfucker to tell you that you ain't shit, or a motherfucker to be like, oh, well, you ain't do this, you ain't do that. Well, damn, where was all this when shit we was good, when I needed to know this type shit, you feel me? Like, you ain't telling me none of this. So, like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm just of a different mindset at this stage in my life. Like, did I always have this mindset? Hell no. But that's why I'm glad we got, like, platforms like this, because, like, hell, it could just be one person that they might hear this different perspective and they use this shit in their life. And for real, that's why I got the pod, because for me, I mean, I could talk anywhere. I stream, so I could just sit up there and talk all day, but it means something when somebody can go back and listen and show somebody else or even apply something that I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, to their real life, and it affect them in a good way. That shit means something to me. So anytime y'all listen to my pod, I appreciate it. I really do. I work on my consistency, but, you know, they say you don't want to do too much, and I'm working on the video side of it so I can get it on YouTube. So I'm definitely going to work on the video side, because I feel like I'm selling myself short just by doing audio. And, I'm definitely working on that. So I'm just trying to find me a good camera for not a crazy price. You feel me? Like, I ain't trying to pay no thousands for no fucking crazy-ass camera. You feel me? And I don't want to keep using my phone to record, because I want to be able to look in my phone. I want to be able to look at my notes, because a lot of times I record these pods and I have notes and shit that I want to say. And, well, not even more so shit that I want to say, but, like, let's say in my notes I'll have one or two, maybe three, four things that I want to say, and I'll just have a word or two, but that word or two will take me a long way and let me know what I want to say, you feel me? So, again, man, appreciate who you got in your life, man, because you might not find another like them, you feel me? Like, I know, I'm a vibe, you feel me? Like, I know, you know, it's hard for anybody to try to replace the vibe and the times and the good shit that I brought, you feel me? Like, I know that's rough for anybody to try to do, you know? And those who have been able to do that, listen, I commend you. Those of y'all who still struggling to do that, listen, I know that it's hard, but you'll get there. You feel me? You'll definitely get there. And that's with anybody, you know what I'm saying? I ain't just trying to big myself up, but at the same time, I'm bigging myself up. Cause that's what you gotta do. That's what this episode is about. You gotta appreciate yourself too. Don't forget that. Big yourself up, build yourself up. It shouldn't take somebody else to do it, but at the same time, it feel good. You feel me? Like, we all want to feel good. And it really, really, really feel good when somebody else appreciates you and show you it. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to say it, but when a motherfucker show you something, that's different. Like, show me that everything that you saying is real. You know what I'm saying? Show me that this little quote marks, this love is real. You feel me? So, we don't get enough of that, but I'm going to get up out of here before I talk y'all motherfucking head off.